Monday night, May 6th at the Hyatt Regency in San Francisco, you're invited to join athletes and celebs at the Bay Area Sports Hall of Fame Enshrinement Dinner. Be there to celebrate this year's class featuring Olympic swimmer Jenny Thompson, San Jose Earthquakes legend Chris Wondolowski, Niners Super Bowl hero John Taylor, Sharks icon Patrick Marleau, and the architect of the Giants dynasty, Brian Sabian. Be a part of this star-studded evening benefiting Special Olympics Northern California. To purchase tickets, visit bashoff.org. That's BASHOF.org.
Coming to you from the heart of Silicon Valley,
this is CUDA Confidential,
the official podcast of the San Jose Barracuda, AHL affiliate of the San Jose Sharks. Now, here's your host, Nick Nolenberger.
We are very pleased to be joined by one of the newest members of the San Jose Sharks organization, forward Mitchell Russell. Mitchell, first of all, great to meet you, but how are things going now that you know where you'll be playing next year, what NHL organization you'll be in? So how are things going? Again, thank you very much for the time.
Yeah, thank you for having me. And it's been a whirlwind the last couple of weeks. And obviously, we were in playoffs when I found out the news of signing with San Jose. So it was hard to focus on playoffs as well as that. But I think now that things have settled in, it's sunken in that I'm going to be with the San Jose Sharks for the next couple of years.
Well, I don't think you were too distracted by signing an NHL deal. You had 11 goals and 11 assists in 11 games. So you had 22 points, 2 points per game in the playoffs. That's pretty darn good. And you drove your team through the playoffs. Unfortunately, you guys came up just a little bit short from getting to the OHL final. But a pretty impressive run for your group, pretty impressive run for you individually. What about playoff hockey do you enjoy the most? And when the game gets tighter, it gets more physical, do you feel like your game thrives in those type of situations?
Yeah, for sure. I think I've always been a player that kind of plays better in bigger moments. And I feel like playoff hockey is kind of my style of play. I love battling, competing. And like I said before, I feel like the bigger the game, the better I play. And our team was clicking down the playoffs, so obviously that helps. And I think just me and my linemates had a really good run.
Speaking of your linemates, you played quite a bit with Brandon Coe, a Sharks draft pick who will be joining you out in San Jose. You guys will be in development camp, and we'll see how things shake out going into training camp. Do you think it'll help you having a little bit of built-in chemistry with Brandon? And is it nice to have a friendly face as you make your way out west?
Yeah, for sure. Obviously, Cozy's one of my best buddies. So to be able to do that journey with him is going to be really fun. And I think, like you said, going down there knowing a face is always nice and maybe make me a little bit more comfortable. But our chemistry was good, especially the later half of the season. And hopefully we can continue that.
He was very complimentary about your game. He said you're a 200-foot player, but if he had to describe you kind of in one way, he says you're a pure shooter. You like to shoot the puck. You've got a great shot. How would you describe your game for Sharks fans who are not familiar with you?
Yeah, I think kind of like Cozy said, I'm a shoot-first guy, and I play 200 feet of the ice, and I take pride in my defensive end. I hate getting scored on, and I love to score goals. So I think, shooting the pucks, my biggest asset, and I hope to continue that.
Before you were a member of the battalion, you were in Owen Sound. That's where you started your Ontario Hockey League career, and you played with Jonah Gadjevich, now a current San Jose Shark. Have you had a chance to catch up with Jonah since you officially signed with the organization?
He reached out to me and just said congratulations, and he's actually in a group chat with a bunch of the older Owen Sound guys, and they all reached out. So I think for me, all those guys were really really welcoming to me when I first stepped into Owen Sound. And Gads was actually one of the guys I looked up to, and his work ethic and little details after practice was something I followed his footsteps. So I think that's pretty cool that Gads is there in San Jose as well.
You've probably already heard this comparison. You'll probably hear it a little bit more down the line, but everybody thinks Barkley Goodrow when we think of the battalion. Undrafted player like yourself signs with the Sharks, carves out a great start to his career, eventually, of course, goes to Tampa Bay, wins a couple of cups, and now he's on the Rangers right now trying to get back to the Stanley Cup final. You guys have a different build. You're a little bit shorter than he is, but from what I've read, there's a lot of comparisons that you can make between yourself and Barkley. Do you see those comparisons between Barkley Goodrow. Why do you think people compare you two beyond just the fact that you played for the same junior club?
Yeah, I think that's actually a guy that I've watched closely the last couple of years. And obviously him being of Italian, and he's well known around North Bay. So I kind of watched him closely. And I think just the complete game is where we get that kind of idea of the same game style. I think we both play 200 feet of the ice. And I think our last year as a junior, we kind of stepped up offensively as well. So I think that's where the comparison sets in.
So you were undrafted, as we alluded to. Now you have an NHL contract, and the coaches will tell you this, upper management, and this has been the message to a lot of guys, whether they're undrafted or a late round pick. Once you get into the organization, it's pretty much a clean slate. Now, maybe a first round pick will have a longer leash, but everybody's basically on the same playing field. Has that been somewhat of the message to you since you signed and since basically you went undrafted, that it doesn't really matter where you start, it's really about where you finish?
Yeah, I think so. Like I said, I wasn't drafted. And I think to me, that was fuel to my fire. And obviously going to camp, most of the guys there are drafted, but I'm there to just work as hard as I can. And like you said, there might be a bunch of guys there drafted, but to me, that doesn't really matter. And I'm there to just be the best I can.
You're from Barrie, Ontario. And when you were playing for the Barrie Colts AAA club, there was a guy on the OHL club that is familiar to Sharks fans, Kevin LeBanc. He played for the Barrie Colts. Were you familiar with Kevin when you were growing up in that area? Or have you kind of realized his game and the type of player he is since he's reached the NHL? And did you go to Barrie Colts games when you were a kid?
Yeah, I actually went to quite a few, especially those couple of years he was actually there. And I think the 1 year he had quite a few goals, actually. So he's one of those key guys on that team. And Barrie's had a lot of talent go through the years, especially when I watched those couple of years, 6-7 years ago. So, yeah, he's a guy that I watched for sure. And I know he's not the biggest guy like myself, but he found a way to score goals. And that's something I like to do as well.
We're talking to Mitchell Russell, who signed an entry-level contract with the Sharks last month, talking about Barrie as just a hockey town. A little bit north of Toronto, you're right in the hotbed of hockey culture and basically the epicenter of hockey as a sport. But what about Barrie made it the perfect kind of petri dish for your development and for you falling in love with the game?
Yeah, I think growing up, I actually grew up in Orillia, so that was just outside of Barrie. And I played AAA there for a couple of years. I played a year up with the 2000 age group. And my family decided to move to Barrie, and I had three really solid years of minor hockey in Barrie. And I feel like I had a lot of coaches and skating coaches and trainers that really took their time with me and made it a lot easier transition. And I think my game really grew in those 3 years.
Was there anybody who played in the NHL, played in the OHL, that has come back to that area and been part of your development and your process of growing your game over these years? Anybody notable that's sticking around that area?
Yeah, Daniel Tkachuk. He's a guy that was drafted first round to the Calgary Flames, and he's also been coaching with St. Louis and that organization for a while. And yeah, he's been back every summer, and I've been skating with him pretty frequently. And another name is Zach McCullough. I believe he played in Sudbury and Owen Sound as well in the O, and he's been sticking around and doing skates for a lot of the junior pro guys around here. So yeah, I think those two guys have probably been the biggest on ice guys for me.
We're talking to Mitchell Russell, one of the newest members of the Sharks organization. Again, going back to Barrie, when us Californians think of Canada, we think of the culture of the sport. It's ingrained throughout every little small community in every big city. But growing up in Barrie, what was your first introduction to the sport? Was it on a pond? Was it outdoors? Or maybe it was your local rink? And when did you really fall in love with the sport, realizing, hey, maybe this is something I can do beyond just as a young kid playing youth hockey?
Yeah, I think it was actually a local rink for me and my family. There's one right down the road. And I think I first stepped on the ice when I was one or two. Obviously not skating by myself by any means, but yeah, just with all the local neighbors and just grew up playing hockey. And Like I said as well, my brother, 2 years older than me, always played hockey. So I think it's just kind of been the sport of my family other than golfing with my dad. But yeah, it's been pretty big. But I'd say I really started to like love the game when I was younger. But I'd say early on in my career, I kind of knew that this is what I love to do. And I think I could be pretty good at it. So just kind of always stuck with it from then.
You mentioned your brother, Jordan, a couple of years older than you. It's always an easy path to follow when you've got an older sibling kind of carving the way. Did you look up to your brother as a young kid? He played for the Barrie Colts youth program as well. Didn't play in the OHL like yourself, but was it easy to look up to your brother as someone that you could try to follow their path through hockey as well?
Yeah, I think so. I learned a lot from watching him and what to do, what not to do kind of thing. So yeah, he was 2 years older and I always watched him play and watched the players in his age group as well. So I think for me, yeah, I was kind of born to the family just playing hockey. And yeah, I think I learned a lot from him and really grateful for the time watching him.
Growing up in Ontario, OHL country, was it always on your radar to try to play in that league? And when did it start to become a reality that maybe you could play in the OHL?
Yeah, I think kind of my first year in Barrie, that was minor bantam, and I had a breakout year and just kind of followed it up. But I feel like for me, I just kind of played the game and didn't really worry about that stuff too much, as well as the NHL draft. I just kind of kept playing and playing, and whatever kind of happens, happens. But yeah, I think going into my minor midget year, I knew that I'd be like a top couple round picks, but just thought work as hard as I can and see what I can do. And obviously the draft is going to come either way. So just have a good year and work hard and just kind of see what happens.
So you started your career in Owen Sound and then you're traded to North Bay. You joined the battalion. And I know getting traded at any level is always kind of a shock to the system. But what do you remember about getting traded? And did it come a little bit out of left field? Was it something that you were expecting, or did it just happen and all of a sudden you're moving on?
No, that's something that was kind of in the works for a bit before. And it was right around Christmas break. So I actually wasn't with the team when I got traded. I was at home. And yeah, I kind of knew this coming, but it was tough leaving that group of guys, but I felt like it was best for me. And the staff in North Bay have been awesome. And I think they believed in me and they watched me in my draft year as well. So they knew the player I was and what I could do. And kudos to them because they've just given me every opportunity to grow as a player and a person.
Have you had a chance to reflect on your junior career now that it has come to a close? I know it's been a quick turnaround since your season ended, the playoffs ended so abruptly, and then you've got to pack up all your stuff and head back home. But have you had an opportunity to kind of take a breath and digest your career?
Yeah, I think so. Like you said, the last couple of days after the season were pretty crazy and hectic leaving my billet house. But I think I took the last couple of days to actually just kind of reflect on it and remember all the memories and friends I made in the last 5 years. So I had two really awesome billet families as well. So obviously going to miss them, miss all my teammates, but it was a great time for me.
So what was the number one meal that you're going to miss? I know every billet family is different, but there's that home cooking that really makes you ingratiate yourself into the family, just enjoying those moments. So what's a meal that you're going to miss the most?
We had a couple. I mean, obviously we had Taco Tuesday every couple weeks. So that was always fun. And sometimes we'd have other guys over for that. But on game day, my billet dad made, we call it game day chicken. Just chicken, rice, and broccoli. And it was always the go-to. So I had that before every game this year. Even road games, he'd pack it for me. So that was pretty awesome of him.
Well, you don't need to worry because that's basically the meal that we have on the road at every hotel. It doesn't change. It's good. Don't get me wrong. Not complaining, but that's what they give us every time. It's chicken, it's rice, it's salad. So you'll be set. Your billet dad will be happy that you're getting taken care of. And you mentioned Taco Tuesday. You're coming out to California, and you're probably aware, but we have some of the best Mexican food in all the country. So are you looking forward to some of the culture and the differences out here on the West Coast?
Yeah, definitely. I've actually never been out to California yet, so really looking forward to that. And heard nothing but good things. Obviously, it's a great spot to be. So yeah, can't wait to get out there and maybe try some new food as well.
Have you done any research just on the Bay Area, California as a whole?
Yeah, after I signed, just kind of make sure where it is and everything like that, because being from up north, you don't really like hear about that kind of area too often. So yeah, just kind of looking around where it was, what's there, and all that good stuff.
We mentioned the connections to the Sharks organization. You played with Jonah Gadjevich, your teammate last year, Brandon Coe, one of your good buddies. But beyond just those connections, what made San Jose an attractive place for you to start your pro career?
I think it is similar to North Bay. They had a staff that believed in me. And I think that was the biggest thing for me. Just talking to them on the phone and stuff, they were really positive, and they liked the big parts of my games that I recognized as a player. So I think for me, it's just a good fit, and they understand my game setup.
Was it a sales pitch at all? And was it an intriguing thing for you knowing that the American League team is in the same city? And beyond just that, they're building a brand new arena for the AHL club as well, which will really kind of separate the identity between the two, the NHL team, the AHL team. Was that kind of an important thing to you, knowing that upper management, the brass, is going to always kind of have eyes on you and where your game is going?
Yeah, that was talked about on the phone as well. Obviously, that's really important. An awesome thing to have the two teams there kind of in the same area and all that good stuff. So I think for me, yes, though, the biggest thing was just them believing in me, and I'm ready to prove them right.
So peel back the curtain a little bit. How did the courting process come to be? Were there other teams in the mix? You mentioned that the Sharks made you feel an importance, some value. They gave you confidence. But how did that whole process come to be where you put pen to paper?
Yeah, I think for me, like I said before, we were in the middle of playoffs. So my agent kind of told me that he wouldn't tell me too much until something like big kind of happened. So I didn't really hear from him like too much about that kind of stuff during the playoff run. But when I got the call, he kind of mentioned that, yeah, there was a couple teams in the mix, and I heard about this offer, and I felt like that was the best situation for me. And I'm really looking forward to joining this organization.
So looking at current NHL players and in comparison, you talked about your style of play for fans who are unfamiliar, but if you could look at an NHL player, maybe that you try to model your game after, or you see some comparisons between yourself, who would that be currently in the NHL?
Yeah, I've always been a guy that kind of picks and chooses little pieces from a bunch of players. I'm a bit of a hockey nerd, so I watch a lot of hockey games, and I like the guys that play 200 feet of the ice. Mark Scheifele is a guy I watched growing up quite a bit. He was obviously in Barrie. So, yeah, I think just watching his 200-foot game was really important to me. And even a guy like Goudreau, actually, is a guy that I watched. Just that's a glue guy that you need to win a championship. So I like to believe that I'm that kind of guy as well. And I like watching all the guys that can put the puck in the net as well.
I'm sure you're trying to just relax, rest, catch up with friends, catch up with family now that you're back home. But as you look ahead just a little bit at this summer being a big summer for you, and I'm sure you'll make your way out to San Jose for development camp after the draft. But what are some of your goals this offseason? What are you working on? How's your training regimen setting up? How are things going from an offseason standpoint?
Yeah, I think for me, the biggest thing I'm going to work on, obviously, is my speed. You can always be faster, and that's where the game's going right now, is speed, speed, speed. So I think for me, just continue to work on that and work on all the little things like I would every other summer. But I think for me, just keep my speed up and my conditioning up will be really impactful coming down the stretch.
You hear it all the time at the next level, at the highest level. It's all about speed. It's all about foot speed. If you can't skate, you can't play. That's one of the things we've heard a lot about you, though, is your ability to move, and you've got that mobility to your game. Reflecting a little bit on the NHL draft, and again, it's in your rearview mirror, the fact you were not selected, but now you have signed. So again, you're on a level playing field with the rest of the prospects that had either signed or were drafted. But as you reflect a little bit, why do you think personally your name was not called? And you said, again, you've used it as fuel to your fire, but what parts of your game had not quite developed that point to hear your name called?
I don't know. I feel like the last couple of years, my game really evolved as a whole. I kind of brought everything in together as maybe as before, I was a little bit inconsistent at times. And I feel like the last like year or two, I've been more consistent. I feel like every night I find a way to help my team, whether it's scoring, back checking, blocking shots. So I think for me, just being a bit more consistent this year.
You mentioned Mark Scheifele as a guy that you looked up to a little bit playing for the Barry Colts. Who's the best player, though, that you've played with to this point in your career? In your opinion, who's the most skilled player that you've had the opportunity to play with and call a teammate?
I think Nick Suzuki. Watching that guy every day was awesome. Practice, games, you name it. Some of the stuff that guy could do was just unbelievable. I watched him go in behind the net probably 10, 15 times the one year and bank it off the goalie. So just little things like that. Obviously, Cozy in North Bay, pretty special player as well. So, but yeah, Nick Suzuki, Sean Dursey, two guys that really kept my eye on Owen Sound and watched their daily habits. And that's why they're both playing in the NHL right now.
Yeah, Dursey with the Kings, Suzuki with the Montreal Canadiens. You mentioned Brandon Coe, your teammate this past year in North Bay. He took a huge leap in his game, as did you, as older players now in the Ontario League. What did you see from Brandon as a teammate that really allowed him to take a big leap? What parts of his game really took a next step in evolution?
Yeah, I feel like similar to me, I think his consistency was probably his biggest thing. He's always been one of the fastest, most skilled guys in the league. And yeah, I think he put everything together this year and took care of his own end this year and played defense as well. So I think Cozy is quite consistent throughout the whole year. And that's why he had 100 points in the league this year. So
we're talking to Mitchell Russell, one of the newest members of the Sharks organization, signed as an undrafted free agent this offseason. Very kind of him to join us. Our first official interview with Mitchell. And it's been nice to get to meet you a little bit on here as well. And look forward to meeting you in person as well coming over the next couple of months. I want to ask, what's been your best and most memorable hockey memory to this point? You've got a lot of hockey to be played in your career, but what has been something that's really stuck out to this point in your career?
Yeah, I've had a couple. Minor Bantam was my first year in Barrie, like I said before. And we were the underdogs in the OMHAs that year, and we ended up winning in the finals 2-1. And that's a group of guys that I was, they were new to me. And I think we were a tight-knit group pretty quickly. So that one will always stick with me. And two or three guys on that team are still my best friends today. So that's pretty cool. This year in North Bay was awesome. Just the whole journey with all the guys and probably my favorite group of guys that I've played with. So it's the tightest team I've ever played on. And I think every single guy on that team is one of my best friends. So it was just a really fun journey to play out this year with them and have a playoff run.
That North Bay club, a little bit on the younger side. So both yourself and Brandon were kind of those elder statesmen among the group. What made that team so special and so close in your opinion?
I think just in past years I've always kind of been older guys and younger guys hang out, and I think this year it was a bit of everything. I know some of my best friends were 05s in the league and they were rookies, so I think just kind of taking them in and just being good buddies with them, and everyone got along, and I think that's why we had so much success this year.
I asked you who the best player is that you've played with. Who's the best player that you've played against to this point in your career?
It's a good one. I played against a bunch of good players in the OHL. And I remember Kyrou. My first year was crazy good. Evan Bouchard was another guy that was really good. Boquist on London was also really good. But yeah, I think Kyrou sticks out to me the most. Maybe Morgan Frost as well. Just the two skill levels those two guys had was unbelievable.
I think what made this season so impressive for both yourself and a guy, even like Brandon Coe, who didn't play in the league the year prior, you guys didn't have a season in 2020-21 due to COVID. We were waiting for it to start, It just never happened. So you didn't play for an entire year. What were some things that you did to try to continue to stay sharp? Did you have pickup games? Did you try to work on individual skills? Like, what did you do to stay sharp? Because you didn't miss a beat returning back to the league this year.
Yeah, I think a lot of it for me early on was off ice, obviously. I really took the time to get better in the gym. And I think on ice, we did a lot of training early on. And I think as it got closer to the next season, a little bit more three-on-three in game-like situations. There was also a tournament down in Erie that I played a couple games in just to get that game feel back. So, I think those were the main things I did just to stay ready.
Did you try to explore playing anywhere, or were you just kind of trapped in the sense that you're living in Ontario and there's no options within the province? Like, did you look around, try to find somewhere to play, or were you just kind of in a standstill?
I think there was a couple guys that went over to Europe and stuff to play. But I think for me, I just really want to take the time off and just get better, especially in the gym. I think I really took a big step. And I don't know, I think not playing for a year actually helped me. I use it as fuel, and just every day got better and worked my tail off to have a good season that I felt I did in my last year.
Yeah, it's really interesting, and I'm sure you can compare this to the off season, but when you have time to reflect and kind of digest what has gone on, it really allows you to take growth, whether you're working in the finance world or you're a professional hockey player or playing in the OHL. It's those times where you can kind of take a deep breath and really evaluate where you're at. I think there's tremendous growth, and you seem to have taken full advantage of the time off and coming back this year. You mentioned that you play some golf with your pops. Obviously, California, the West Coast, the Southwest, this is golf heaven. We get to play here all year round, not to shove it in your face or anything, being a big golf guy, but have you talked about that with your pops? Have you broached him coming out to California? Is that already on his radar? And have you searched any golf courses to this point?
So my dad was a golf pro for 20 years and just recently retired. But we've always golfed a lot together. And he hasn't golfed as much the last couple of years, but I think that'll definitely be on our bucket list. And I think they'll come out as much as they can. They have a place out in Calgary, so hopefully that's not as far from Barrie, obviously, but I think we'll get out to golf quite a bit. And I've heard there's a lot of nice courses within a couple hours around there, so looking forward to playing a bunch of them.
Yeah, most of the guys, they've got to make the trip to Pebble Beach, which is only about an hour south from San Jose, so you'll have to do that next year as well. Your pops played, you said, for 20 years, was a golf pro. So why hockey? Was there any thoughts in your mind that you'd ever go the golf route?
He made me decide at a pretty young age. I was kind of doing both at the time and took both fairly seriously. But I felt if I was gonna pick one, my love for hockey was always a little bit higher. And I still knew I could golf in the summers and stuff. So always have that in my back pocket. But I think when I was maybe 12 or 13, maybe even 14, I had to decide, and he was good either way. So, my love for hockey was always just the strongest, and kind of went with that.
So who's the better golfer, yourself or your brother Jordan?
I think I might have him on that one. I definitely don't have my dad, but I think I might have Jordan on that one.
What's probably the biggest thing that your dad has taught you about golf? Maybe it's a mechanical thing, or maybe it's just thinking the game, but what are maybe the biggest thing that you could pinpoint as he's bestowed on you from a golf perspective? Because when I think of golf and when I think of me playing golf, sure, it's physical, but there's an element of the mental side of it that maybe overtakes everything.
Yeah, that's what I was going to say, actually, is probably the mental game. I remember when he'd go to work, he worked at a private course in Muskoka, and he'd take me out for the day, and I'd go to the range, and if I hit a bad shot, I was 13 or 14, I was getting mad. And he's just like, you can't do that kind of thing. It's more of a mental game. Like, you hit one bad shot, but there's always going to be a next shot. So just kind of get ready for the next one. You use that in hockey as well. You have a bad shift, you just got to keep going. So,
okay, one more question for you. you'll be out in San Jose in the next probably month, and then we'll see you during training camp as well. But what's the number one thing that you're most looking forward to about moving out to California?
Obviously, it's going to be a little bit warmer, which will be nice. I don't have to worry about the winters here. And but yeah, I think just getting down there and seeing all the facilities and the people there is really exciting. And I know there's a lot of good people in this organization, and just looking forward to meeting them and getting comfortable down there.
Yeah, unless you are planning on going up to Tahoe in the winter, you can leave your winter coat back home. Mitchell Russell, man, we're excited to have you. We appreciate you taking the time. It was nice to kind of informally meet you over a Zoom call. We look forward to meeting you in person. But, you know, from myself personally and from the entire organization, we do want to welcome you, and we're excited to have you. And thank you again for the time.
Yeah, thanks for having me. Appreciate it.